Teachers tell schoolboys that displaying traditional gendered roles in a family could lead them to committing the R word. There are far too many really, really stupid people in our education system. Far too many. Offloading this absolute nonsense onto the next generation. It is an absolute joke. Almost a third of schools use relationship and sex education classes to tell kids about toxic masculinity, also known as being a standard man like every single man has been for like hundreds of thousands of years. But before we get started, something that will never get old for me. Have you been in an accident that wasn't your fault? Then you could be entitled to compensation. But what does get old is insurance companies' habit of lowballing you when you're at your most vulnerable and burying you under tons and tons of paperwork until you're too overwhelmed to do anything about it. I know how hard it is to be given the runaround while trying to get through a case and having to deal with work, family and life in general on top of it all. It's far too many plates to spin alone, but luckily Morgan & Morgan is on hand to ease that burden if you become their client. All they need you to do is answer a few easy questions to get the ball rolling. And from there, you'll get your free case evaluation and your lawyers will keep you posted through your smartphone. Morgan & Morgan operates in all 50 US states, so even if you're one of the 5 people who lives in Wyoming, you can join one of over 3 million people for whom they have recovered over $20 billion. And if, God forbid, Morgan & Morgan does not win your case, the fee is completely free. But you can be sure that Morgan & Morgan has the means to fight for the best result possible, since they will put a team of lawyers, investigators and paralegals on your case. And your concerns won't go unanswered because 24/7 support is provided by almost 4,000 support staff. That's almost a whole legion. So, if you've been seriously injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan by going to forthepeople.com/Count Dankula or by clicking the link down in the description to get started on a claim. But anyway, teachers are telling schoolboys that displaying traditional gendered roles in a family could lead to them committing rape. A bombshell report is claimed, which is not, that's not true. It's just not true in any way at all. It just isn't. It's just false. It's not masculinity that causes these actions, it's people being evil and twisted that causes these actions. Right, that's just the same as saying, oh, you're a man? You're a rapist then. Like, it's a joke. These are the stupid feminists infiltrating these institutions, that's what it is. People that get cheated on or get, you know, treated really badly or stood up on too many dates that now just hate men, making this stuff up just to damage an entire generation of men. Right, it's not because it's based on fact, it's these idiot cat ladies want vengeance. That's what this is. I'll save it for the end. The report from the Family Education Trust found that almost a third of schools that it surveyed used relationship and sex education classes to teach pupils about toxic masculinity. In one school's teaching materials on the subject, children are told that while masculinity in and of itself is not necessarily a harmful thing, it's not. It's actually extremely beneficial to children to have a masculine father around. Certain masculine traits can be seen as problematic, there's that word again. Another presents a pyramid of sexual violence which suggests that certain minor behaviours, such as displaying traditional gendered roles, you know, the way society has been for hundreds of thousands of years, may develop into other examples of gender-based violence, such as flashing, groping, or even rape. And the FET said that such lessons are teaching pupils about a problematic new ideology that presents the idea that boys and men possess traits that are inherently negative for society, which is the point of all this. That's the point of all of it. If you're a man and you're doing what nature commands you to do, you're wrong. Do you provide for your family? Are you an authoritative figure in your household? Like, are you the provider? Do you control most of the major decisions and stuff like that? Then you're wrong and bad and evil and probably a rapist. Right? And this is being told to you by women. You know, those big understanders of what it means to be a man. The report titled Boys and the Burden of Labels, an Examination of Masculinity Teaching in Schools, surveyed 303 secondary schools and academies across the country, asking whether they taught the concept of toxic masculinity in lessons on relationships and sex education. It found that of the 197 schools that responded, 62 confirmed that they were teaching lessons on toxic masculinity. I would like a list of these 62 schools so that a lot of you know where to not send your children. A total of 10 schools also admitted that they were teaching that men and boys possess traits that are inherently toxic and negative for society. There are certain ideologies that also teach things like that. I don't need to explain that to any of you. Anyway, the FIT were also shown a range of teaching materials that these surveyed schools used for lessons about toxic masculinity. The report stated that these resources often portrayed masculinity exclusively through a feminist lens because they were the people that came up with this stuff and they are the biggest pushers of it because, again, they were stood up on one too many dates and they sat there staring at all their cats one night and just decided to destroy an entire generation of men in vengeance. That's what this is. And on occasion, this was overtly political. Yes, it absolutely is. One slide from a lesson on toxic masculinity states that while masculinity in and of itself is not necessarily a harmful thing, the way that masculinity is traditionally defined in society can be problematic. It adds that certain masculine traits can be limiting for women, girls, and other people who don't identify as men, who are not expected to display these traits. Another slide also informs pupils of the difference between toxic masculinity and misogyny. It states that ordering a man a beer without first asking what he wants is an example of toxic masculinity, while trying to control what your girlfriend wears is seen as misogynistic. Ordering a man a beer without first asking what he wants, I mean, that's... it's a safe assumption. Like, it's pretty... Are we at a pub? Boy, if a big group of guys approach the bar, boy, I wonder what these fellas want. Like, that's a safe assumption. I mean, it's best to ask what brand. You don't want to hand them a Foster's or a Tennent's or something like that. You know, that's insulting. Right? Like, ask him what brand he wants. For me, it's a Stella. I like a Stella. While trying to control what your girlfriend wears is seen as misogynistic. There are certain incidences where I would do that. You know, like... I'm not going to tell you any personal information about the current ongoings in my life right now. But basically, if it was like minus 20 outside and she was going out in like a little dress, like as she likes to wear, I'd be like, you'll die. Like, put a fucking jacket on. Don't be stupid, right? I would do that. I would definitely put the foot down on that. Like, I'm not bringing you back home with frostbite. Put a fucking jacket on. Like, that's sensible. Or if she was going out dressed like a complete whore, I mean, I wouldn't say anything. I would just leave, and that would be that. I have a very, very zero tolerance approach lately. I always said, if I notice XYZ, it's an immediate no. No one survived. She has, thus far. But anyway, the report adds, there was strong emphasis that such traits as strength, when inhabited by men, could very quickly lead to misogyny. Anyone can display toxic behaviour, but schools are confusing behaviour taken to extremes as the standard archetype of masculinity. Yes, because what a lot of these people do in these programmes is they say they take like the most extreme measures of bad behaviour from just awful, horrible men and say that all men do this. All men are capable of this. Bah, 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 bah. That's what they do. That's what they do. That's what this has been since day one. It also states that versions of the pyramid of sexual violence was also presented in several resources. This was shown on one teaching slide where examples of certain attitudes, such as believing in traditional gendered roles within the family, were seen at the bottom of the pyramid, while crimes such as flashing, stealthing, and even rape were towards the top, as I would imagine that they would be. But see that? Traditional gendered roles within the family, which is the way the overwhelming majority of our ancestors have lived since the start of civilization, essentially. Like, it's stupid. It's stupid. This got us to where we are. And have you noticed that ever since we started adopting, you know, doing other stuff apart from the traditional things, that society has just gotten progressively worse and worse? Have you noticed that? I've noticed that. What's causing that? I don't know. Probably the men. Fucking stupid. The report states that this presented the idea that a man displaying traditional gender roles within the family might go on to commit rape, which, of course, they're going to push because they hate men. Summarising its findings, the FET said that it believed children and young people should be encouraged to view themselves beyond the narrow confines of their protected characteristics. It also called on schools to teach topics around sexual violence holistically without pathologising either sex as inherently good or bad, which I do think is fair. However, teaching kids about the signs, you know, the warning signs that they are being groomed and stuff like that, absolutely, please introduce that into schools. Jesus Christ, the government isn't going to fucking protect you from that. Jesus. So I definitely think that that should be in part of sex education, the warning signs of grooming, that you're being groomed by older men who run kebab shops and stuff like that. That should definitely be introduced into the curriculum. But trying to teach that each gender is inherently good or bad, you know, oh, women are absolutely amazing in every single way. They can do never any wrong. You must believe absolutely everything that they say. Believe all women and everything. And men are evil. Men are trash. Men are horrible. They will rape you. If you see a man in the street, you are about to be raped. Run. That's a stupid way. That's just dumb. It's stupid. It's dumb. It's ignorant. And the people that are behind it are just a bunch of cat lady feminists that just hate men. That's what this is. This isn't, oh, we're trying to teach and protect the children. No, it's not. It's vengeance. Just at least admit it. Admit it, you hate men and you want vengeance against them. So you're trying to destroy what masculinity in and of itself is because you've grown to hate it because you don't like it. And that's fine. Keep doing that if you want and spend the rest of your life with your fucking cats.